IPR's Taylor Wisner joins me in studio to talk about it. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Dan.
Is there any insurance that covers erosion caused by the high water levels in Lake Michigan, Taylor?
No, not really. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover it. They have a clause that specifically says it does not cover erosion. Although some people may remember FEMA used to have a program that was used in Michigan in the 1980s during a high water period.
Sure.
The government would buy out properties with significant erosion that were close to falling into the lake, but that amendment was later discontinued.
Okay. What about flood insurance? Would that cover anything for these homeowners?
Possibly. The Association of State Floodplain Managers, Alan Luloff, says that erosion that happens due to a single storm could be covered.
Flooding that occurs due to a storm event where waves kind of overtop the shoreline and flood the property and they could cause some potential erosion, that can be covered.
But he says if erosion is happening over a longer period of time, that likely would not be covered.
So, Taylor, it sounds like flood insurance probably isn't going to help these folks on Lake Michigan then, right?
That's right. But some recommend flood insurance just in case. I spoke with the owner of Bayview Insurance Agency, Don Noka, and he says each claim is evaluated on its own merits. But he says ultimately it's up to the federal government to decide what could be covered. Flood insurance is managed by the federal government under the National Flood Insurance Program. And he says it's unclear whether unusually high water levels, like what we're seeing on the Great Lakes right now, would constitute an insurance claim.
Is the federal government going to consider our current state on Lake Michigan and other waters to be exceeding anticipated cyclical levels? I have no stinking idea.
I tried reaching out to FEMA to see if flood insurance would cover any erosion caused by high water, and they did not get back to me.
So maybe, who knows? Say somebody wanted to look into flood insurance for their property just in case. How much is that going to cost them a month?
Well, it can cost up to a few thousand dollars a month. And again, that's for something that may not even cover the damage.
All right. Taylor Wisner, thanks for filling us in.
You're very welcome.